Kazuhito Yamashita in his solo guitar transcription of Mussorgsky's Pictures at an Exhibition. That was from a historic recording made in 1981. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. The music of Francisco Tárrega is known to just about every classical guitarist, but millions of people all over the world have also heard it because an excerpt from his Grand Valse was used as one of the very first cell phone ringtones beginning in 1994. We'll hear Peter Katana's Tárrega Double Concerto for two guitars and orchestra, based on themes of Tárrega, starting with that famous cell phone ringtone. Thank you.
Thank you.
Peter Katana's Taraga Double Concerto. That was performed by Peter and Zoltan Katana with La Chapelle Musicale de Tournai, conducted by Philippe Gerard. We'll close this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive with Anna Vidovich performing Manzanares del Real. Closing this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive, we've just heard Anna Vidovich performing the Manzanares del Real from the Castles of Spain by Federico Moreno Torroba. You've been listening to Classical Guitar Alive. Classical Guitar Alive is broadcast worldwide thanks to the generous support of the Kadosky Foundation and Charles and Taco Parker and James Stroud in the James Stroud Classical Guitar Competition, and by Sheldon Ehrlich, author of the book A Collection of Fine Spanish Guitars from Torres to the Present from Sunny Knoll Publishing, and thanks to a gift in loving memory of Adam Bratcher. Classical Guitar Alive is a nonprofit organization based in Austin, Texas that reaches the world with its innovative projects, including this radio program, which is broadcast each week on over 200 stations. Our other projects include film and television content for PBS stations, and our Music and Medicine program presents classical music performances at no cost to audiences in hospitals and hospices. This project is supported in part by a grant from the Texas Commission on the Arts. Classical Guitar Alive is produced in association with KMFA Radio in Austin, Texas, with additional sound engineering by Jeffrey Blair. If you'd like more information about the program, you can visit our website, classicalguitaralive.org. You can also find a link to our podcast there and listen online anytime. I'm Tony Morris. Thanks for listening, and please join me again next week for another edition of Classical Guitar Alive.